World Sports from the BBC with Seth Bennett. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, there were late equalisers in both the Merseyside and North London derbies.
In back to Thorlaugh, missed by Welbeck, 1-1, Oxlade-Chamberlain. Arsenal deserve to be level. 16 minutes to go, it's Arsenal 1, Tottenham 1.
Chelsea continue to lead the Premier League after another impressive performance, and with one day to go, Europe are in control of the Ryder Cup after some very good putting.
Justin Rose, 5 feet, to win the hole and half the match. The ball is rolling.
It's in, and Rose raises his putter to the skies.
But we start with football and the English Premier League. Arsenal remain in fourth place, 6 points behind leaders Chelsea, after drawing 1-1 at home to Tottenham in Saturday's late game. Nasser Chadli gave Spurs the lead before Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain equalised to maintain Arsenal's unbeaten start to the season. Manager Arsene Wenger thought they deserved to win the North London derby, but of greater concern are injuries to Jack Wilshere, Aaron Ramsey and Mikel Arteta.
The consequence is suddenly we lost 3 players in one game, and with the games we have ahead of us, it is a worry because we are short. If you look at the fact that we had already some long-term injuries plus these three, if we lose them for next week's game, it's difficult.
That wasn't the only Premier League derby on Saturday. Liverpool hosted Everton, and there was late drama at Anfield.
It's going to come out to Jagielka. Oh, what a goal! What a super goal by Jagielka! A stunning strike on the half volley, right-footed, top right-hand corner, 1-1. He salvaged a draw right to the death.
Well, after the match, the Everton manager Roberto Martinez paid tribute to his captain, Phil Jagielka.
It was an incredible strike, and probably as a stylish strike as you're going to see anywhere. The timing of it, I think everything it was guided to Phil to get a very much deserved reward.
Meanwhile, the Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers felt his side had deserved more than a point because simply they were the better side.
I think the performance was outstanding. You know, we clearly had real good moments of long periods of the ball. We looked so fast and quick on the break. And obviously Phil Jagielka was just coming up to have a gamble. Probably most times that'll go over the cop, but it went out the top corner. So for him, he's obviously happy. Everton supporters, obviously for us, it's a little bit of frustration because we felt we more than deserved the 3 points.
The result leaves Liverpool 12th and Everton in 13th. The leaders Chelsea won again 3-0 at home to Aston Villa, with the Premier League's top scorer Diego Costa celebrating his 8th of the season. Question marks remain over Costa's long-term fitness, though. He's nursing a hamstring problem. And manager Jose Mourinho says that for now, that means no Champions League football for his star forward.
The gamble is to play a second consecutive match without a minimum of a week to recover from his situation. He's not playing 3 matches in a week.
Chelsea have a 3-point lead at the top of the table, with Southampton second. That's after their 2-1 win at home to Queen's Park Rangers. Manchester City are third. They won 4-2 at Hull City, with Frank Lampard once again amongst the scorers. It's 4 goals in 3 games now for the former Chelsea midfielder, and City manager Manuel Pellegrini says that Lampard has shown him a lot in the last 7 days.
Very good week, because I think that Frank is very dangerous behind the striker, because he has a great technique, and every ball that's near the box, he knows how to score, so I'm very happy for him.
Wayne Rooney scored and was then sent off as Manchester United beat West Ham 2-1 at Old Trafford. The United boss Louis van Gaal says, all things considered, he's content to celebrate a second Premier League victory.
I'm very happy that we hold the result till the end, because it is very difficult to play against a team who has one more player in the pitch, but also when they play long balls.
In other matches on Saturday, Crystal Palace made it back-to-back wins by beating visitors Leicester 2-0, while Sunderland and Swansea ended goalless. England had both the North London and Merseyside derbies on Saturday. Well, in Germany, two more local rivals went head-to-head. The Ruhr derby between Schalke and Borussia Dortmund went the way of the home side, Schalke by 2-1. It's Dortmund's third Bundesliga defeat of the season, but Bernd Schmelzer, a football commentator for the German broadcaster ARD, says there's time for them to put things right.
6 matches played, another 28 matches to go. I think it's a bit too early to say this is a big crisis for the Dortmund team, for the trainer, for Jürgen Klopp. But in Germany, the newspaper, the big newspapers in Germany, they speak big crisis for Borussia Dortmund. Jürgen Klopp, the trainer, says after the match on the press conference, we have to wait. We are not in the shape that we had last year, the year before perhaps, but we will come. We need time, but nobody knows how long it does.
In Spain, Neymar hit a hat-trick and Lionel Messi scored twice as leaders Barcelona enjoyed a 6-0 victory over visitors at Granada. Cristiano Ronaldo scored the second goal for Real Madrid in a 2-0 win at Villarreal. That was after Luka Modric had put them ahead. And in France, Paris Saint-Germain are second in Ligue 1. That's following their 1-1 draw at Toulouse. Not to be outdone by Saturday's derbies in Germany and in England, later this Sunday in Italy, it's a matchup that the 2006 World Cup winning coach Marcello Lippi calls the country's most special derby. It's the Derby della Lanterna, a derby of the lighthouse, which will have fans of Genoa and Sampdoria right on the edge of their seats. The former Sampdoria and Italy striker Gianluca Vialli has been telling us why this fixture is such a good advert for Italian football.
You are in the stadium and you're wearing your Sampdoria shirt, and next to you someone might be wearing the Genoa shirt, and you might find out that he's your neighbour. So you don't really want to fight with your neighbour. And when you get to the derby, just fasten your seatbelts, because it will be quite an experience, unbelievable, like going to a theatre. You'll be surprised. You might just end up liking Italian football again.
The Congo defender Christopher Samba has been banned for 2 matches by the Russian Football Union for the way that he responded to racist abuse during a Russian league match. The defender was targeted by Torpedo Moscow supporters while playing for Dynamo Moscow last Sunday. The racist abuse was so bad he asked to be substituted at half-time. Samba, though, has now been disciplined for making an unpleasant gesture after being seen to show his middle finger to those fans. Torpedo have already been punished for their supporters' behaviour. They must close a section of their stadium. For their next home match. Next to golf here on the BBC World Service, and the hosts and holders Europe will take a 10-6 lead over the United States into the final day of this year's Ryder Cup. It means the Europeans need just 4 more points to retain the trophy. 2 years ago, it was the USA who led by the same scoreline at this stage, only for Europe to snatch victory with one of the sport's all-time great comebacks. Here's our golf correspondent, Ian Carter.
Europe are now looking for a quick kill in the final day singles. They assumed this commanding lead as Lee Westwood became Europe's second highest point scorer, partnering Jamie Donaldson to victory over Zach Johnson and Matt Kuchar. This set the tone, and the US could land only a lone half point in the foursomes for the second day running. It came from youngsters Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed, and in the final day singles, they'll lead out the American attempt to fight back. Spieth faces Graham McDowell and Reed takes on Henrik Stenson. In the final match, Victor Dubuisson will play Johnson, but Europe look in the mood to wrap up victory long before that one becomes relevant.
And Pauline Ferrand-Prévot has become the first French woman in 19 years to win the women's road racing at cycling's World Championship. Don't forget, for more sports, you can head to our website. That's bbc.com/sport, including the very latest news from the Ryder Cup of Golf at Gleneagles.